DK News.
Newberry, single parent. You know who misses everybody the most is the cat. We're batching it, Ben Newberry and I. Talk about the odd couple. While the women folk are out there in, at Ohio State. So far, so good. So the kid's working. Ben's working more than I am, which is perfectly fine. I have no problem with that. So he's off and running today, and he's working. I mean, talk about getting tossed into the real world. This lad is working pretty much full time, which is the way it should be. So I was looking, I just happened to be looking this morning as I was making a copy. And we have prominently posted as an employer in good standing of the state the pertinent labor laws. So it just happened to catch my eye because, I mean, he's 18, so he's kind of out of the child labor business, which is kind of surprising because, as we know, in certainly the United States of America, and the state of Rhode Island is a reluctant participant in the United States of America, that you're a child until you're 26 for purposes like health insurance, right? And for all intents and purposes, a 26-year-old is about the equivalent of the 18-year-old not so long ago. I think we can all agree on that. And I'm happy to talk to you about it at 846-1028. Did I introduce myself? Bruce Newberry, Talk of the Town, noontime, blah, blah, blah. Nobody cares. 846-1028 is our number. So, I mean, would you agree with that, that today's... I think that's why it was a little bit jarring and took me aback a little bit when all of the... lads lit up the cigars after the graduation Wednesday night. And I was like, wait a minute, these are little kids. They were wandering around trying to find their way to the cafeteria 5 minutes ago. How come they're out here smoking cigars? How dare they grow up? But hey, you know what? They're 18 plus, so rock and roll. But anyway, so the labor laws, which again is a kind of a contradiction when we think about the other things that go along here, the labor laws don't apply to an 18-year-old. But I was looking anyway, because they certainly did. And he started working right after he turned 16. And, you know, there were certain things that he couldn't do, but that was a company policy. It didn't have anything to do with labor law. But he couldn't work in excess of X number of hours. He couldn't work, not that this was applicable to him, but he couldn't work. Well, I guess it would have been applicable because not so much late at night. You can't work past 1 or 1:30 in the morning or something like that. But you can't start work before a certain hour of the morning, which I thought was interesting. So I was just looking. And again, just happened to catch my eye with my excellent peripheral vision that the state of Rhode Island, in its infinite wisdom and its child labor laws, requires that a 16 or 17-year-old person rest for 8 hours between shifts. And so I'm thinking, that's nowhere near enough for my kid and probably your kid either. Right? The kid sleeps for 12 hours at a shot. I mean, to pry him up out of bed before noon, you have to use a crowbar. At least my kid, I don't know about yours. But I mean, he's, you know, certainly goes out and works a day and all that. So he's out and about this morning. I think he has to be at work at 10. So he was actually up and was actually vertical before 9 o'clock this morning, which is a mean feat of accomplishment. So there you are. But then again, I laugh because certainly we have these kids living at home until they're 30, and yet we still hang on to these quaint notions that they must be protected somehow from society. And I mean, who's taking advantage of these kids? Not me. So in not unrelated news, there's a new Bugs Bunny cartoon. Bugs Bunny was never intended to be pointed at children. Bugs Bunny and the whole business, and they talk about, oh, the kids. These were always adult productions. They were always adult creations. I mean, they were shown before the start of the movie, which, I mean, they did have specific children's movies with Shirley Temple and whatever, and Mary Poppins was a family picture, and Disney and all that stuff. But Bugs Bunny and the whole Looney Tunes, Merry Melodies and all of that was never intended to be viewed by children. It was not kid vid or children's movies by any means. They were always very sophisticated, adult themed, as they used to say. And now, of course, there are no filters and no decency, so everybody sees everything, and that's why you can't buy clothes for kids that don't have something rude imprinted across the rear end. But that's another story. So there is a new Bugs Bunny cartoon, and they're reviewing it. Is it actually out? Where the heck did it go? It disappeared off my computer screen, I can tell you that. But yeah, here it is right here. They're making new Looney Tunes. And apparently the early reviews are that the animation and style are right in line with the classics. Animation, Warner Brothers Animation bows Looney Tunes cartoons. This is right out of Variety. Did it make for boffo box office? Warner Brothers Animation bows Looney Tunes cartoons short. And apparently the cartoon geeks are all excited about this because the style of animation, the artwork itself, and the way that Bugs Bunny is drawn actually harkens back to the original Bugs Bunny, who came out in the 30s or 40s. I'll get to the article in a second. And so the cartoon nerds are all, oh, this is great. The 1940s animation, this is really good. And Bugs's features are a little more exaggerated. His face is a little bit fatter. I kind of like the kind of 60s version of Bugs Bunny myself, but it all depends on what you grew up on, I suppose. But political correctness has at least made for a token bit of change in the viewpoint of the cartoon. Now, it's at least the sample that's out is the traditional Elmer Fudd chasing Bugs Bunny, right? Catch the wabbit. But there's one thing that's missing in the modern cartoon. Elmer Fudd is not carrying a gun. Are you ready for that? But it's ludicrous, or whatever rapper you prefer, because the whole theme of the cartoon is Elmer's trying to blow up Bugs with dynamite. It's so stupid. But everybody sits around, oh, yes, well, that sends the message that we don't prefer guns. Foolishness. Anyway, we'll talk more about this foolishness in a minute. And do I get to play you the video? I don't know if there's any dialogue in this, but I'll play it for you in a minute anyway. And 846-1028, you want to, you know, whatever. Time for traffic, WADK's exclusive bridge traffic report brought to you by VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton. Whoa, it's going to be a busy weekend. We have heavy traffic coming into Newport. Impossible. It's not the 4th of July yet. So we have thousands and thousands of nobodies crossing the Pell Bridge right at the moment, and traffic is heavy. And we're backed up about a quarter of a mile Actually, it's more than a quarter of a mile. It's more like a third of a mile on the Pell eastbound over the 3rd Street overpass onto the end of the bridge deck. You're slow in both lanes eastbound. It moves a little bit better getting to the Admiral Kalfas off-ramp. So if you want to stay left, it'll move slowly, but you'll move. And you actually may beat the traffic coming off that Connell off-ramp coming into Newport. But it's going to be a busy, busy weekend, no doubt about it. On the Mount Hope Bridge, you're looking good end-to-end. We are busy at the traffic light, 114 North, getting onto the bridge or onto Boyd's Lane. The Secaunet River Bridge, just fine from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river. And that's where you want to head this weekend. Let's have a traffic jam on Fish Road, heading for VD. Why not? With all those beautiful Mercedes, VD Volvo cars, pre-owned, certified pre-owned, brand new, of course. Lease, purchase, everybody gets the VD advantage. What's that? Well, you'll see when you bring your car in for service, because you were so well taken care of, so pampered. You get a free loaner car, you're picked up, you're brought back. Your car is going to be not only repaired, but washed, vacked, taken care of. You get that comfy lounge, even if you're going to have to wait for a few minutes. You're going to love it. Jim Gray knows. Why don't you call the VD team and find out more at 888-BY-VD or visit VD.com. AM 1540 WADK and WADK.com. Art Berluti, where else might we find delays? Get any of those cone zones set up?
Now, a 1540 WADK construction update.
In Middletown, delays continue at the intersection of Aquidneck and Green End Avenues. Watch for alternating lane closures in Barrington on Nayat Road east and west from Washington Road to Rumstick Road. And in North Kingstown, expect delays on Lafayette Road north and south near the Lafayette Road Bridge. That's your WADK construction update.
This portion of programming is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org.
Hi, this is Jacob from Superior Comfort. I've been the owner and operator of this company since 2005. We are a heating and air conditioning contractor. We want to provide you the best solutions that we can possibly offer for your home or business. I've been actually in this business since I was 13 years old. I was told I needed a job by my mother, and she threw me in a truck with my uncle. So I actually feel like I've had a lifetime in this industry. Superior Comfort takes a lot of my personal values into heart. Customer satisfaction for me is job one. We want all our customers to be 100% satisfied with anything we do. Our goal is to provide quality products, quality installations, knowledgeable service and installation technicians at your home so that you can feel comfortable that we've given you the right solution for your needs. We are a trained TCS dealer. What that means to you as a consumer is we have to maintain over a 90% approval rating with our customer base in order to keep that status. We are actually one of two in the state of Rhode Island. Our website is superiorcomfortinc.com. Phone number 401-396-9171.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Rhode Island. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Rhode Island Interscholastic League and the Rhode Island Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Some companies love selling a one-size-fits-all product, but at Pella, we think your home deserves a more tailored fit because its comfort, beauty, and energy efficiency are too important to risk with the wrong product. Check out PellaNewport.com to see great offers on Pella windows and doors to fit any budget and style. For a limited time, save 40% off qualifying installation or 0% APR for 48 months. PellaNewport.com. Certain restrictions apply.
Here in Rhode Island, we have a long history with cooperatives, from farm co-ops, shellfish co-ops, to education co-ops. Hi, I'm Ellen Ford, President and CEO of People's Credit Union, one of the oldest banking cooperatives in Rhode Island. A co-op involves many people working toward a common goal, and at People's Credit Union, we will work with you to provide solutions for your family's financial success. If you're looking for a banking partner, People's has it all. Why? Because at People's Credit Union, we think of you as family. Check us out at peoplescu.com.
Member NCUA.
People's Credit Union is proud to share the spotlight with these fine area businesses. Make sure your guests feel right at home with fresh, super clean bedding and towels. Vacation House Linens delivers linens to your rental property as needed. Lowest prices, best customer service. Visit vacationhouselinens.com or call 401-368-8830. Visit Rough Point, the Newport estate of Doris Duke. Tour the Artfield Mansion, enjoy panoramic ocean views, see this year's exhibition, and attend special events from garden talks to music. Open Tuesday to Sundays and Wednesday evenings until 7. More at NewportRestoration.org.
WADK weather.
Today, mostly sunny. We'll see a refreshing breeze with a high of 67. Mostly sunny and pleasant on Saturday, reaching a high of 70. On Sunday, cloudy and breezy, more humid with a passing shower in the afternoon, and a high of 68. Starting the week on Monday, humid with considerable cloudiness, we'll see a couple of afternoon showers and a thunderstorm, high 75. I'm Jillian Ford on 1540 WADK.
WADK gives you the information you need.
If you're not informed, then you're out of the loop.
On air and online.
And if you're out of the loop, you have no idea what's going on.
WADK.com.
Yes. So, yeah, as I thought, the Bugs Bunny cartoon does not have a does not have any dialogue. It's just 2 or 3 or 4 minutes of the Dance of the Hours. You know, the Dance of the Hours? It's the, is the Dance of the Hours the Dance of the Hours is... Is the Dance of the Hours dun 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 dun? No, that's not it. That's the other dance. Which one am I thinking of? This one? This is not the video. For whatever reason, I can't pull up the video. It's at a film festival. It's faster than this. But anyway, it'll pick up. So in the Bugs Bunny cartoon, it is making its debut at Annecy, which is a film festival in France. One of the most highly anticipated presentations at this year's Annecy International Animation Festival was the world premiere of a slate of new Looney Tunes cartoons shorts. The Warner Brothers Animation shared an exclusive 90-second short with Variety. They had it up online, but now it's off. As classic as they come, the episode is called Dynamite Dance, and it features Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd, who is dressed in his traditional brown hunting suit and hat, in a cartoonishly violent, non-verbal, and classically orchestrated back and forth. Set to Amilcare Ponchielli's classic Dance of the Hours, Elmer fails time and time again to get his hands on Bugs, instead ending up with hands, mouth, and ears full of the iconic red sticks of Acme Dynamite. I don't even think there's an explosion. At least not in the short that I saw, the clip that I saw. The short was one of two dozen that screened this week, and yeah, nobody cares. So, the Looney Tunes cartoons supervising director Alex Kerwin and Warner Brothers vice president of series Audrey Diehl led the hour and a half laugh fest and gave a behind the scenes look at artwork and animatics and so forth and on. We're approaching each short as its own film and not as an episode in a series. Our mantra on the shorts is story and comedy and reverence for the classic Looney Tunes of the 30s and 40s and the way they used a more cartoonist-driven animation. And if you really want to get nerdy about it, they have certain rules that they follow. For example, Porky Pig and Daffy Duck never show up in the same house, nor Bugs in the same rabbit hole, nor Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner in the same desert. I think I hear the wabbit. It's a lot more work, but with something like Looney Tunes, something that's part of the culture of the world, there's a responsibility there. We are a group of cartoonists together in a room, and we draw funny gag drawings and come up with wild scenarios. A finalized distribution plan has not yet been announced, so it's not clear where you're going to see these. It's possible they'll end up on traditional broadcast networks, or they may even accompany feature films in the theater. Yes, this is the one. So picture Elmer Fudd and Bugs Bunny running around the rabbit hole, throwing sticks of dynamite at one another. And the sticks of dynamite go off, but of course, neither Elmer nor Bugs are harmed. So keep in mind that they're not addressing this in this whole thing in Variety, but they make sure that Elmer Fudd is not carrying a rifle. Why would a hunter chase a rabbit without a gun? And then, how foolish is this? Well, it just goes to show you how phony all of this is. Because they're throwing sticks of dynamite at one another, which explode in time to the music. But I don't think you hear an explosion. Now, Elmer Fudd does, at different points, take up an axe and a scythe. But ineffectually, of course. And no firearms. It's plenty violent, but no rifle. So all of the you-know-whats are going to be able to go, oh, see, we've kept violence from being shown. So stupid. That's all, folks. So some of the replies to the Variety story are, again, kind of cartoon nerdy. Let's see. Finally, Warner Brothers Animation has got it right. This is the best they've done since the Tiny Toons period. Oh, yeah. Living in Mom's basement. Great seeing Bugs drawn in 1940s style. Can't wait to see more. This is so awesome, says someone named Alfredo. I love that they are bringing back Looney Tunes in such a passionate way. So then, of course, we have wet blanket here. Dear Warner Brothers, if the shorts bomb this time again for being smug, hyperkinetic, and unfunny, please do not pull out the usual default, oh well, looks like audiences don't like Bugs anymore alibi, and then rush out another Space Jam sequel like you've done steadily since the new shorts in the 90s. We, in fact, do remember the Loonies. Rather better, I'd say, than most of your newer animators do. Nothing like a nerd who is PO'd. So there's that. But keep in mind the phoniness of all of this. Right? They have him blown up six ways to Sunday, but he's not carrying a rifle, so it's okay. AM 1540 WADK and WADK.com.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
Small craft advisories in effect from 11 this morning right through this evening. Today, southwest winds at 10 to 15 knots, gusting up to 25 knots. Tonight, west winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting up to 25 knots, then diminishing to 5 to 10 knots overnight. Waves today and tonight, 2 to 4 feet. That's Boating in the Bay on WEDK.
Computers speak a strange language. That's why when you have issues with your computer or network, you need a company that speaks that language. You need OnSite Techs. OnSite Techs specializes in virus and malware removal, data recovery, disaster preparedness, laptop screen replacement, business networks, diagnostics, and so much more. So when your computer is down and you need same-day service, call OnSite Techs at 560-0022. Online at OnSiteTechsRI.com. That's OnSite, T-E-C-H-S-R-I.com.
One of Newport's best dining options right along the waterfront, Midtown Oyster Bar. An unparalleled setting for thoroughly enjoyable Newport dining. Midtown Oyster Bar serves lunch daily from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, Midtown offers a fantastic array of dinner entrees from 4 until 9:30. Friday and Saturday nights until 10:30. And be sure to check out the Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Midtown Oyster Bar, 345 Thames. Phone 619-4100 or visit MidtownOyster.com. Everywhere you look at Fifth Ward Liquor, it's all about values. A near endless array, it's something that Seth feels is expected of him, carrying on that longtime Fifth Ward Liquor tradition. So get on in here. Take advantage of the Rodney Strong Rosé for just $17.99 and the Fitbine Cabernet for only $14.99. Pinnacle flavored vodkas, 175s, are now on sale at $17.99. Triple Eight vodka is a great value at $23.99. Stop by Fifth Ward Liquor and discover Seagram 7 and VO whiskeys at just $20.99. Milagro Silver Tequila is now $25.99. Goose Island 15 pack cans, $16.75. And new from Narragansett, their watermelon shandy. For these fantastic values and more, visit Seth and the crew at Fifth Ward Liquor. 695 Lois Thames, Newport.
The fun starts quicker with Fifth Ward Liquor. You better take the Fifth.
Newport Propane and the Sherman family have been serving Rhode Islanders for nearly 60 years. At Newport Propane, we take pride in offering the very best customer service to clients who are truly part of our extended family. And when it comes to our installations, our customers receive only the best, with work that stands up like no other to the challenges that our beautiful coastline provides. Come join the Newport Propane family and see why so many fellow Rhode Islanders already have.
For quality replacement windows and doors, along with personalized guidance and service, contact Humphreys Building Supply, your Marvin replacement dealer. Our team will guide you through the entire replacement process by selecting designs and options that reflect your style. Replacement windows and doors from Marvin can improve the comfort, functionality, and energy efficiency of your home. Visit Humphreys Building Supply for Marvin replacement windows in Tiverton at the Marvin Design Gallery in Middletown or online at buildwiththeh.com.
Now, your local headlines on 1540 WADK.
Mostly sunny and breezy today, a high 68. Partly cloudy tonight, low 59. Then sunny and pleasant on Saturday. More WADK weather is coming up. A rollout of Rhode Island's state budget is being delayed. It was originally expected on Thursday, but is now expected tonight as negotiations between Governor Gina Raimondo and legislative leaders continued last night. Providence police say an officer's badge and semi-automatic handgun are missing. Officer James Lewis says the badge, his off-duty gun with 11 rounds, credit cards, and other items were stolen from his car sometime on Thursday. Art Berruti, WEDK News.
Tiverton's Information Station, 1540 WADK.
Well, at this time, we welcome our friend Bob Whitcomb. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Newport.
Hi. How you doing?
Well, we're good. We're good. Traffic is rather brisk, and you are in a lot
every
of company
year
coming
surprised.
In.
Yeah, every year they're surprised. June comes. You know, we're getting in the middle of June, and they're very surprised there's more traffic. Very odd.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like somebody being in the Cape Cod Canal Bridge is like, gee, there's a lot of traffic.
Who are these people?
You know, you look at the calendar, it's, July 1st. Yeah, there's a lot of traffic, right?
it's amazing, and it's a fluid it's a fluid kind of time frame here because local people insist no one comes to Newport off season. And the season tends to be
which
on.
Which is also erroneous.
Well, it, very much so.
Off season.
Very much so. Very much so. There, this traffic on the bridge, 365 days a year, tens of thousands of cars each and every day, and people are just in denial around here. But the whole idea of the season tends to slide as well. Well, no one really comes till the 4th of July. Well, no one really comes until the Jazz Festival. Well, no one really comes until the Folk Fest. And it just keeps... And as you say, people are stunned and amazed. Wow, why are all these people coming here?
It's like the line from Casablanca. Remember the famous, I'm shocked to discover gambling is going on in
Mrs. Valley. Yes, I'm stunned that there are tourists here. My goodness. It's just, it gets to be loud.
Also, you do get people, the other thing is people forget that you get some traffic, Cape traffic, Cape and Islands traffic. Some people will go across the bridges and then
that's
cut up, I guess, to 124, and then cut to 195. So you're also getting a lot of traffic going in that direction. I even know some people for various psychiatric reasons go that way to go to Boston, as crazy as they sound. Maybe because of the endless traffic jams on Route 95. So you get a lot of this sort of interstate traffic not going to Newport, but going to the Cape and Islands, as well as going to Newport.
Yeah,
so
it is
something people don't think about. Yeah, you know?
It's so anyway,
there you have it.
A very, very strange dynamic. We are having so much difficulty in this day and age. Everybody just coming to grips with the fact that there is just so much more traffic everywhere.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And everybody has a car, and the old, as you say,
well,
family.
That's it.
You know, as you know, I don't like families generally. You have to say that. If there's a family, you know, everybody has a car. Once the kids,
well, that's
teenage,
it. And I'm as guilty of it now as anybody. I mean, we came into possession of a third car, and through circumstances I wish I could have avoided, and we would do anything to change. But we now have three cars in the family. And three drivers. And it's like, wait a minute, I used to make fun of people like me.
That's when you started to become an international money launderer to pay for it.
It's
right?
Very tempting, I'll tell you.
These three cars, it's very tempting. All those bodies in the trunk, you really got to stop transporting bodies in the trunk.
Look, it's a living.
I know it's the Rhode Island way, but transporting to the river.
Hey, I have a question for you as a newspaperman of some years.
Former. Yeah.
This is a question that I have been coming back to, and it's almost becoming a pet peeve, but I really am curious about this. All right, so the rationale is the print newspaper is dead and now everything's online.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So
right.
What has taken the place of the banner headline, the extra edition, and the full-page ad?
Well, I mean, they do have all that stuff online in various ways. I mean, they still call them banner headlines. I mean, you open up, say, any newspaper, the local ones or the national ones, you'll see a bigger headline. Generally, they replicate or try to replicate the homepage, something that looks like the front page of a newspaper, because people are used to that.
But it doesn't have anywhere near the impact.
No, it doesn't have the impact. It's nothing you can really collect. You know, Nixon resigns, America attacked, you know, the famous headline.
Exactly.
Pearl Harbor bomb, blah, blah, blah. And so it's kind of sad, but they still replicate the page one of the newspapers. Most of them do.
And well, sure. But
they're
like
trying,
yesterday,
you know, the off lead, the lead, the off lead, mm-hmm. the bigger headlines. So.
Well, yesterday we were looking online. There was someone who put up online the St. Louis papers after St. Louis won the Stanley Cup.
The hockey, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and they were banner headlines again, and they were photographs of the actual printed page of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Post-Dispatch, right, right.
And
I mean, we're really going to miss that. Historic events.
That's what I'm saying.
I still have a few left over, and it's sad. The other thing, I've said it many times, even though the dreck I dredge up is my writing, is online, is digital. I still prefer print because I think the experience is more pleasant. I think the retention is more pleasant. The comprehension is better on print. But I'm singing past the graveyard, whatever.
Because, well, that's it.
You know, very few publications. The high-end stuff, Wall Street Journal, Financial Times, The New York Times, right? Affluent people want and can afford to buy the print edition. Still, the move is to, you know, reduce that because people don't want to, companies don't want to buy the newsprint from this monopolist up in Canada. They don't want to pay people to drive around and deliver the damn things.
Yep.
All the associated things, making a physical product. Do I think the physical product is better than what you see on the screen? Yes, I do, actually. I think it's a better way of getting information. Much better way if you can afford it. I get the Providence Journal because I used to work there, and I get the Sunday New York Times. The rest of the time I get it online. You know, I can't afford to get it 7 days a week. I get the Sunday one because, you know, it's very thick and there's lots of stuff in there.
Yeah.
And I get the Boston Globe online because I really have to look at it because I do a lot of, as you know, a lot of New England stuff. So you really have to look at that. It's capital of New England. I look at that and it looks very much You know, kind of like the Boston Globe, even though I'd generally rather, you know, pour a cup of coffee and read the Globe on a sheet of paper.
Yes.
But that's not the way of the world. By the way, the Globe's push into Rhode Island is interesting. They have this sort of block for Rhode Island stuff. I am told, though, that you only see the Rhode Island stuff, most of it, if you have an internet address in Rhode Island. That is to say, you would not see that if you're looking at the IP or whatever they call it in Boston. You
is
would
that
not
right?
see that Rhode Island stuff. I'm going to pick up a physical copy of the paper today. I have to go to Boston, take a look
yeah.
at that. But apparently they're just dropping that into into the internet. You know, basically it's your ID tells you know where you're
yeah.
where you're looking at the thing from. You only see that if you're in Rhode Island.
Interesting. The other,
I'm told,
my
I'm
observation
told,
yeah. on the first week or so of this Boston Globe business is they're only reporting on politics. It is
pretty much, yeah, or politics, at least politically connected. Well, yeah, it's all you know, in a broad sense, like the Rhode Island's illegally registering up a phony address up in Maine to avoid taxes.
I did see that.
Fees. They had a good story. They had a good story about that.
But that's an old. That's an old story, though.
It's all. Remember Vermont?
I sure.
mean, you know, half the in our neighborhood, half the plates were Vermont plates. It's a giant scam. But there's nothing new about that. That's
sure.
A,
old story
tradition. Yeah.
No, that's
so they had that, which is quasi. I suppose you know, quasi political. But yeah, most of it's just political.
Yeah, and yeah. it really. I'm a little. I'm not disappointed at it. I mean, it's perfectly credible
sure,
I mean, reporting and all that.
Quite
but,
well written and all that stuff.
Yeah, and all that stuff. Yeah. But I tend to gravitate towards what I call things that people care about. And
I agree.
You know,
the
world
yeah.
does not revolve around that state house in Smith
not
Hill.
Not everything is politics.
That's
how,
it.
How are people living?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
That's why environmental stuff, food,
yep.
the economy. Stuff like that, which in the long run is more important. New inventions are very important, that will affect people, not just the pure politics. You know, who's on first, he said, she said, in politics.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of what it's like, you know, the way we live now. I think that's, I sort of summarized the stuff I'm interested in. How are we living now?
Me too. And I think that
yeah.
I think that the media at large makes a mistake when it tends to put all of its eggs and its limited resources just into that one basket because once people are turned off by that, no one's going to come back. I mean, you're going to look at this
right.
Globe thing for a week, and then when they come with their cash offer, which you know they're going to, you're no longer be able to see this unless you start paying. People are going to give it a good leaving alone.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's far too early to tell. I mean, they're still experimenting. They're just trying it out. And there are people like me who have to read it, not to read the Rhode Island stuff, to read what's going on in Boston and across New England. Obviously, the Providence Journal is unable or unwilling now to cover stuff across the six states.
It's painful.
Extremely rarely, which they used to extensively. So that's going to come out of anywhere. It's going to come out of Boston, you know, unless you want to look at the Valley, you know, individually, the Valley News, the Portland Press Herald, which is a good paper, by the way. As you
yes.
know, and so on. But since Boston's so overwhelmingly the capital of the region, you kind of have to. I'm not that happy about sending money to Boston or to John Henry. He doesn't need the money. But you really do have to look at that if you're covering and watching stuff in the region as a whole. So
yes, I
that's why I get it. But it has nothing to do with Rhode Island. I mean,
yeah, no, it's kind of
to it for the stuff because I have other as they say, I have other sources. I can get information about what's going on in Rhode Island from quite a few other places.
There you go. Hang on
from
for
which I will remain top secret.
Hey, as well they should. Hang on a second
yeah.
for me, and I'm going to do one of your favorite
yeah.
traffic reports here and keep you moving along here. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge traffic report. We've got a heavy volume coming into Newport. We're backed up about a quarter to a third of a mile eastbound on the Pell. Right-hand lane past the 3rd Street overpass onto the bridge deck. Now, you can save a little time by staying to the left, getting off on Admiral Kalfas. It is slow getting off onto the Admiral, but you will move. And we've got busy traffic, not stop and go, but a heavy volume back in the eastbound toll plaza as well. So welcome to Newport. It's slow through the traffic light in Portsmouth, getting onto the Mount Hope Bridge, and we're seeing a little busyness southbound on the Mount Hope as well. Route 24, the Secaucus River Bridge, just fine from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river. As long as you're going to be stuck in this traffic, why not love what you drive? And that's where VD comes in. It's always VD and you. Why don't you check out those pre-owned specials that are back and find out about the VD Advantage? That's when you really become a customer for life. Jim Gray says so, and he delivers. Literally, he'll bring you, pick you up, give you a free loaner car, wash and vac your car, expertly service your car, and take such good care of you. Find out why it's always VD and you. Call VD Direct at 888-BY-VD or visit VD.com. AM 1540 WADK and WADK.com. Art Berluti, what are we looking at roadwork-wise?
Now, a 1540 WADK construction update.
In Middletown, delays continue at the intersection of Aquidneck and Green End Avenues. Watch for alternating lane closures in Barrington on Nayat Road east and west from Washington Road to Rumstick Road. And in North Kingstown, expect delays on Lafayette Road north and south near the Lafayette Road Bridge. That's your WADK construction update.
This portion of programming is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org.
Bellevue Wine and Spirits is your locally owned source for fine wine, spirits, and craft beer. John Callahan and his knowledgeable staff will help you make the perfect choice. Located at 181 Bellevue Ave in Newport, online at bellevuewineandspirits.com.
Shop at Aquidneck Meat and Provisions, purveyors of quality meats, cheeses, and specialty foods. For the perfect steak, a great dinner, lunch to go, catering, complete boat and yacht provisioning, stop by and see Cheryl, Angelo, or Nina. Aquidneck Meat and Provisions, 800 Aquidneck Ave in Middletown.
Milk and Honey is far more than just a cheese shop. They proudly carry many local and hard-to-find products from champagne vinegar to truffled honey and the largest selection of artisan cheeses on the island. 1016 East Main Road in Portsmouth. Online at milkandhoneyri.com.
And don't forget to tune into Dining at Home every fourth Friday at noon to hear the owners of these great island establishments, John and Cheryl Callahan, as they discuss the finer points of dining at home.
Welcome to beautiful Southern Rhode Island. This is your two-minute tourist guide designed to help you make the most of your vacation time here.
Whether you go to Block Island to fish, swim, hike, or bike, you'll likely build up an appetite during your adventures. No worry. Block Island Restaurant Week is June 9th through the 14th, with restaurants offering special dishes at exceptional prices to delight your palate and your pocketbook. Then dance off those extra calories at Block Island Music Fest, June 11th through the 16th. For more details, visit blockislandinfo.com.
Welcome aboard the Newport Harbor Shuttle, everyone's favorite and least expensive way to get out on the water. Departs from Parati Park, ride all day, hop on, hop off. Stops at Bowen's Wharf, Ann Street Pier, Sail Newport, Fort Adams, and Goat Island. Same low fare, kids under 12 ride for half price. And don't miss Newport's most amazing harbor tour, aboard the Amazing Grace. Visit oldportmarine.com for more information.
It's strawberry picking time at Sweetberry Farm. Ripe, delicious berries, ice cream, and fresh baked goods. A fun time for the whole family. Come for breakfast, lunch, or a gourmet dinner to go. Open daily, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sweetberry Farm, 915 Mitchell's Lane, Middletown.
A trip to Block Island takes less than 15 minutes when you fly with New England Airlines from Westerly. Flights leave as early as 7:30 a.m. every day for only $118 round trip. Call New England Airlines today at 1-800-243-2460 or visit them online at blockislandairlines.com.
The people of Southern Rhode Island thank you for spending your precious vacation time and money here in our beautiful community. Come back soon.
WADK weather.
Today, mostly sunny. We'll see a refreshing breeze with a high of 67. Mostly sunny and pleasant on Saturday, reaching a high of 70. On Sunday, cloudy and breezy, more humid with a passing shower in the afternoon, and a high of 68. Starting the week on Monday, humid with considerable cloudiness, we'll see a couple of afternoon showers and a thunderstorm, high 75. I'm Jillian Ford on 1540 WADK.
We're talking birds Saturday morning at 7:30 here on 1540 AM WADK.
And we're talking to Bob. Bruce Newberry here in the VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton studio with Bob Whitcomb. And
hello.
Father's Day is nigh.
Yes. That's usually the day I get out of town.
Just don't take the chance of,
That's right.
Or maybe this is the gift that you're going to give your family.
Father? I'm not the father. What father?
I didn't think of that. It's a new angle to this whole Father's Day thing. Not right. Your father, kid.
Well,
it's
another retailing extravagance.
It's gotten that way, that's for sure.
That's what it is. Well, it always was. It was always pumped up by the stores, the good necktie sales that day.
It was necktie sales, that's for sure, yes. And then that became...
People don't wear neckties as much, so that business must be down. That can't be as lucrative as it used to be.
I have worn a necktie more in the last week than I have in the last 5 years. Because
that means you're running for president during the Democratic debate.
Or under indictment, and I had to go to court a lot.
You're under indictment, right.
One of the two. All of the senior and graduation festivities going on, you have to kind of dress up.
You should. Respect.
Well, that's exactly right. Exactly right. And it's so funny, by about the third time, you dress up for the senior mass, you dress up for the senior breakfast, you dress up for the graduation, you dress up for the parents, whatever it is, and all of that. By about the third occasion, I'm putting the tie back on, and, the kinetic memory, the mental memory comes back, because I used to wear a tie every day and all of that stuff.
Oh, we all did. Yeah, sure. I did. A couple of my jobs, I generally wore a suit.
Yes. Yes, at one point the word came down that we had to start wearing suits in one place that I worked, and you just went along with it and did it. And so, you just got used to getting into the uniform every day, and so you never really lose the technique of tying the tie and all that. So I'm getting, getting tying the knot and all that, and I'm thinking, I may go back to wearing a tie. There's just something.
What's the sense of occasion and dignity? It's a sense of not formality so much, dignity and occasion. You're a serious person.
You're a serious person. You're someone who's contributing.
Right. That's right. You're out there. You're a functioning citizen in society.
Yeah.
Quite right.
Absolutely.
Listen, let's talk about Raytheon United Technologies. Very interesting. As we talked off the air,
yes,
United Technologies buying Raytheon, but the whole operation will be based in Greater Boston,
right?
Maybe in Waltham, where Raytheon is, maybe even in downtown Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I think this just shows the draw of Boston as a technological center, and because Boston, I think this is all subjective, it's just looked at as a much more important place than it might have been 40 years ago. It's sort of a world city. And, it's much more exciting. And big business executives now, the current mode is for them not to be out in some office park.
Right.
They want to be in the city. They want to be where the action is. And so do a lot of young people. The question is, of course, how do they afford to be there? because it's so astronomically expensive to live near in the center cities of New York, Boston, San Francisco, and so on. So it's an interesting kind of quandary. It's so expensive to live there, and yet that's where people want to be.
It's starting to be expensive to live everywhere, though.
That's starting to spill out.
You mentioned that these companies want to be in the big cities, and that's a fact. But
right.
there are just as many people who don't want to live in the city, but who can't find housing and can't find rents that they can afford in the suburbs.
Especially young unmarried people, highly educated young unmarried, they like to be in the city, sort of fancy free. And big business executives in Boston, like the GE, which has shrunk obviously, but the whole GE C-suite, the executive branch, I think they all bought houses in the Back Bay.
Yeah,
big mansions in the Back Bay for millions of dollars. The Back Bay of Boston is now like Midtown Manhattan and pricing. But you're right, most middle-class people cannot afford to live anywhere near the center of these great cities now, Boston, New York, I say Boston, New York, San Francisco especially. is just too expensive, so they find they have to commute from about 5,000 miles away.
Right.
They're driving all the time. That's where a lot of their money goes, you know, to pay for gas and the depreciation. But
we have people who,
you
have people who are living, literally, who live within sound of our voice here on Aquidneck Island and on the East Bay and the South Coast, who are commuting to Boston every day.
It's insane. I can see going up for dinner or something, but I mean, God, imagine doing that every day. Oh,
I can't
eat it. I just can't do it. I years ago I got a job offer in Boston. Actually, I was approached by the Boston Globe to be an editor many, many moons ago.
Uh-huh.
And it sounded kind of interesting, interviewed by a bunch of people. I'd worked up there before at the old Herald Traveler. Then I got on the road up Morrissey Boulevard on the Southeast Expressway. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, I don't want to do this again.
That's it.
Forget it.
Forget about
no
it.
No way. Yeah, forget about it.
You know, the whole quality of life thing is real.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it is a definite,
life is short.
Definite consideration. There's no sense in just this whole thing. And it's not even a situation where, oh well, you know, I don't want to be tied to my work and my work doesn't define me and all of that stuff. But there is something to the whole quality of life thing, and you realize that there's more to life than just how much money you make, and your time becomes valuable.
Well, that's right. And, you know, the opportunity cost. What else could you do in the time, say you're driving an hour and a half each way each day?
Yes.
3 hours a day. Say if you're lucky, you sleep, say, 7 or 8 hours a day. You have to do just stuff at home. You don't know how increasingly, you don't know how long work will be. As in many jobs, 9 to 5 has become more like 8 to 8.
Oh, that's about it.
You're too much.
We were out on the road, had to bring half the fam to the airport at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we were not the only people on the road. A lot of people getting underway at that hour.
No, not at all.
Very, very jarring.
We're in a traffic jam in downtown Boston at 2 o'clock in the morning, coming back from California. Got off the
ridiculous.
Plane. There's a traffic jam in the tunnel. At 2 o'clock in the morning.
2 o'clock, it's ridiculous. Hey, I just have time enough.
Hours.
I just have time enough to, against your better judgment, to wish you happy Father's Day.
my lawyer will be in touch with you on Monday.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
As baby boomers age, there are so many potential issues and real concerns.
What's the best housing solution for our elderly?
Will we have enough money saved for retirement?
How do we maintain optimal health?
What sort of estate planning should we be doing?
How do we choose the best Medicare plan?
AM 1540 WADK wants to help. On the first and third Friday of each month from noon to 1, experts from a variety of fields gather to discuss all these issues and more relative to anyone 55 or over with aging parents on Elder Affairs. Tune in live to hear this expert advice or go to WADK.com for podcast of the program under the Elder Affairs tab.
Brought to you by Village House Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Dementia Training for Life. Called to Connect. Seniors Choice RI, Chris Offenberg, Attorney at Law, and Coastal Foot and Ankle.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
Here's a healthy tip from Newport Hospital. While a healthy diet should rely on foods with less fat, sugar, and salt, you don't have to swear off foods you enjoy. Moderation is key. Focus on feeling good and energetic rather than denying yourself treats. Try adopting a series of small, reasonable changes.